when I don't know something, I go find people who do. And so I know a lot of folks come up to me and say, well, what's going on over there by Upland? What's going on in the Trades District? What's happening? Well, we're going to go to one of the guys that knows what's happening. He's joined our program before. It's my great friend, Mike Trotsky. He's in charge of Paragraph. And, well, he's got his finger on the pulse of a lot of things that are going on in the tech world and building companies and moving along in the business community. And he joins us live here on WGCL at 410. Good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Glass?
Always good to get caught up with you. How was your 4th of July weekend?
Not too bad, not too bad. We got to go out on the lake, on Lake Linden. My buddy just got a new boat and got to go out on the lake and enjoy the beautiful display out there. It was a good time.
Now, he's aware of the two best days being a boat owner, correct? He knows how that works?
Wait, what's the other one?
The day you sell it.
Ah, yes, I see.
Well, I followed your I saw you on Facebook. You had a new cocktail recipe for the holiday. That's excellent. I've written that one down for later. But we will get into food and drinks with our great friend Jordan Davis. We'll do that tomorrow. Get a little business talk with Mike Trotsky today. Frames are going up. Steel girders are everywhere. The bottom of the parking garage is happening. The Trades District is a very busy, well, even here in the summertime. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening. People should definitely drive by and check out all the girders. I got to sign one and put it up on the top. Just starting to do some tours of folks. On the Forge, which is the new portion expansion sort of the mill that will house some later stage companies, partially funded with an EDA grant and support from the community. That's coming along. I've got our project, the Kiln Collective project, right north of the mill, that has had storefronts up, and we're working on the inside. We were picking paint colors today, so that's starting to come along as well. We're hoping to do in November. The mill has something called Innovation Week. I don't think the dates are quite released, but sometime in mid-late November, we'll have Innovation Week, which is a whole series of events, programming, networking opportunities. But I think we're hoping to also be able to do some open houses of both the Forge and the Kiln during that time. So it should be awesome.
It is an exciting time. And this is all generated to keep business here, to attract business to Bloomington. What's the genesis behind this developmental project?
Yeah, I think it is some of both. You know, traditional economic development is centered around the idea of attracting external businesses. And that's still something that, you know, organizations like BEDC focus on. But I think there's a lot of interest in growing things out of Bloomington, you know, kind of building our own, especially because of the university. So another goal is just to help create a place and neighborhood for young professionals graduating from IU and maybe have a few more folks stay here and work in the tech sector here in Bloomington. So in addition to attracting external businesses, also spinning up and creating our own and really growing our economy and our tax base.
And then that's preventing the brain drain we hear about, right? Where we bring them into Luddy or wherever it is, and then they give them all this information. They take it and go somewhere else.
Well, and that's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about it, is I kind of went through that process. I came to school for IU, and I'm one of the few that never left. I'm from Indiana, but I got to Bloomington and, you know, I sort of toughed it out. You know, it was tough because there's not really a place. I think this community is really, really great for folks who are purchasing a home and raising a family. It's obviously a great place if you're a college student. But, you know, when you're 26, you don't want to live, you're not ready to buy a house. But you also don't want to live in, you know, the avenues and be the 26-year-old guy with all the students or whatever. So there's kind of a gap in there where we almost push people out of town.
Well, we should stop doing that. I agree. And the point behind the mill and that development in that area is to do all of that. Where is the residential piece to that puzzle? Is that coming down the pike?
Yeah, I don't think it's been determined yet. I mean, the first step is what just happened this month, which is the LOI on a new hotel. And that kind of signals some of the goals, which are to make it, at least from my point of view, an important goal is to make it a vibrant neighborhood So that includes a restaurant and a bar that will be there. We're adding Soma in the Kiln, and obviously Upland's a great anchor for that demographic in the area. So, you know, it's starting to come together where you can see vibrancy, and I think the right mix of residential. Again, trying to make it not necessarily a student-focused area, but an area for young professionals and even some families that you know, work out of the mill or surrounding office areas.
Do you have enough room there for all of this, or is this something you envision perhaps heading west, or where else can this go if we keep growing? And what role does government have, Mike? And all, Mike Trotsky's our guest, obviously. And what role does government have in helping either with zoning or how that works as well? So kind of a two-pronged attack there.
Yeah, I mean, the city government has been critically important in the mill so far. They actually own the building and lease it back to Dimension Mill Inc., which is the nonprofit organization that manages the mill and the related programming like Code School and all those things. I think as far as space, you know, we actually have quite a bit of space given that its location. Like there's 12 acres in that central zone that is part of the Certified Tech Park. And it's pretty underutilized, and I think the first step is really to fill in that area with the right mix of residential, office, and retail.
Who is that mix up to? Is that up to private developers? Is that zoning, or do you guys have a master plan that says we'd like this here, that, there, and that? How does that work?
Well, there's been a few master plans, right? So yeah, there's some politics in that. There's some, you know, engagement from the community in what they want to see, because I think one concern has always been that it will be overrun, you know, with student housing, and that's been one of the goals of the city. But you know, that pushes maybe into a point where, at least in my opinion, the housing is really important to making this kind of place for this community to live as well. So it's an ongoing discussion, but I think we're narrowing in, and that's really a lot of the task that I don't envy John Fernandez and Pat as well at the mill to sort of navigate those waters.
Well, that's why you have John Fernandez, right? Is that why John's there?
Yeah.
To help? He's been there. He's done that. I don't know how you
absolutely
would. And look, I'm not going to start opening Pandora's box or cans of worms here, but not everything needs to have affordable housing. It'd be nice if we lived in utopia, if that was the way. Some things need to be zoned a little bit differently than others. Have you fought resistance? Are you finding resistance there, or is that something you're trying to work your way through?
Again, you know, this is just my opinion, but I prefer to see affordable housing integrated into other developments as opposed to separate developments. So I'm generally advocating for, you know, 20% of a someplace to be designated affordable as opposed to separate affordable places, because I think the integration is important. And I also think, to be frank, people who are starting startups are eligible for affordable housing. Because the first thing you decide when you're going to start a brand new startup is that you're not going to get a paycheck. And you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. And so really, those things are not really at odds with each other. I think it's important to have affordable housing. I just personally am more interested in seeing it integrated as a possible as opposed to segregated.
Mike Trotsky is our guest. He is one of the founders of Paragraph, among other companies, and talking about, what is the overarching name for that entire corner? We've talked about Kiln and Forge and Mill and everything. The Trades District, is that just the colloquial term for this?
Yeah, the entire area is.
You got to put a sign up, man. I mean, let's hang something. Let's hang the banner.
And I really think of, you know, John has focused quite a bit on that. We have signs up now for Space for Lease, which we didn't have, or Space for Purchase, sorry, that we didn't have before. We have a new website at tradesdistrict.com that outlines all these different opportunities. That also includes the Showers Administration Building, which is another property there poised for a new tenant. we're starting to market those properties and market together all as part of the trade districts. And part of this idea of a corridor that exists between Indianapolis and Crane, and us being kind of right on that corridor. So we're kind of getting that all together and getting the messaging together to really make it a package that's attractive for both businesses in Bloomington that want to be there and businesses that want to come and be in that space that are currently not in Bloomington.
How much influence or help do you need from Indiana University, or do you want from Indiana University?
Indiana University is, to me, a critical partner in everything, right? I talk about like trying to minimize the brain drain. If you think about the programs we have, like Startup Summer at the Mill, which is, typically student startups, startup ideas come from there. Employees come from there. Even as far as like you're looking at investors, right? A lot of alumni and folks that are associated with the university are critical to the investment culture as well. So all of that comes together in one place at the Trades District. And IU is, I think the city and IU and our entrepreneurial community are kind of the three most critical components there.
Mike Trotsky is our guest. He's one of the founders of Paragraph and his friend Brad Whistler. You guys, Sprout Box, you guys have done everything. Now what are you doing? You want to build 15 more companies? How does that sounds so far out there in the future or far-fetched.
We built 28. We built like 28 at Sprout Box.
So. Well, there you right.
This is, this is taking it easy. We're slowing down.
Getting old on me, huh? All right. What are we trying to do with and how does that work? Building 15 companies sounds like a lifetime. You just told me you did 28. What's the goal short term and what's the goal long term? It's all to be in the district, right? Or into the trades district.
As many as possible. Yeah, certainly. Paragraph is what's called a venture studio, which is sort of half, software development firm or startup agency, as they call it, and half a traditional venture capital fund. So, you make investments. So somebody has an idea, you make an investment that includes not just money, but also part of the team around them to help build the first version of whatever their product or idea is. So rather than saying,
people that have already been through the fire, people have already gone through the experience, that's the helping part
right
there.
So and we do that a lot with mentorship, but this is actual like hands-on software engineers, graphic designers who are actually building that first version of your product alongside you. And so that just really accelerates the process. So instead of spending months raising money and then spending months trying to hire your team and then hopefully maybe getting to enough revenue that you can maintain that team, usually not have to go raise more money again. Instead, in this model, we all come together, we build something, we found something together. We take a piece of equity in exchange for doing that. And then that founder takes the company the rest of the way. So, creating 15 new companies, we're basically creating three a year as we go for 5 years.
And that's what, and obviously looking to keep them to stay in Bloomington or wherever the wind blows them. You can't make them stay here, but breeding companies here, then that word gets out, and then folks want to come here with their idea. But you're hiring graphic designers and programmers here locally to work with this. That's how you keep the drain, right? From draining?
That's correct. Yep.
Well, you guys.
Well, and that's the thing. You get really good at you, and you hope that those companies then grow and hire additional folks, not just in the kind of pure technical skill set, right? Not just in software engineers or graphic artists, but also all of the other things that need to go alongside a successful startup company. Customer success, which are the people who interact with the customers. Growth hacking, which is the folks who are working on helping the business grow, whether that's through like traditional sales or online marketing. So there's a whole myriad of positions. And there's also a number of startups that actually are involved with physical goods, right? Creating and shipping and packaging goods as well. So all of those come together and provide really high quality, high paying jobs for the Bloomington community and people graduating from IU.
Folks, head to tradesdistrict.com, dimensionmill.org. You can learn more information about it. All right, I know you got a meeting to get to, buddy. I appreciate you squeezing us in today. It's always great to hear about the next generation and what's coming down the line from Bloomington. And I know we will get caught up down the road, buddy. Thank you.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.